Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul.
And today we'll be talking about Anchorage Community Theater's production of Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure.
And to talk about it, we have Rob LaCrone and Todd Sherwood. And Todd, tell me what you're doing in this play.
I play Professor Moriarty, the arch enemy of Sherlock Holmes.
I see we're already getting into
character. How did I do, Rob?
You did good, yeah. That's
and,
much better.
And Rob, you're playing who?
I'm playing Dr. Watson.
Yeah, so the two of you shouldn't be in the same room together.
That's right.
Right.
That's why I'm going to make rude comments throughout the show.
Since you are Sherlock Holmes' assistant, for those two people who have never read Sherlock Holmes, I have to say that, you're arch enemy of his also.
Yes, yes. And probably even more concerned about it than Holmes would be because of the Watson being such an emotionally feeling guy and Holmes being so cold and intellectual.
So this play is called Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure. And this play is an adaptation by Stephen Dietz of a play written by William Gillette, correctly, also with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. So what makes this his final adventure?
This is the classic story, and as Gene said, for the two people that don't know, but they go to Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland, and as the playbill says, Holmes presumed dead. As Moriarty, I have to say, I can only hope, but and that's why it's the final adventure, because it appears that Holmes is done for, and you'll have to come to the play to find out.
Yeah, and another reason it's the final adventure is because Conan Doyle got tired of writing Sherlock Holmes. So he went to kill off this character. And perhaps the public allowed him to do that, and perhaps they rebelled. And he may have had to bring him back.
And perhaps we don't know that yet.
That's right.
the two people who don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a wonderful play, and I do want to say that I am also involved in the play as a lighting designer, and I've seen a couple of rehearsals, and they seem to be going pretty well. So how do you feel about the process of the show and how you've approached your characters and all of that?
This has been wonderful fun for me. I read all the Sherlock Holmes stories when I was in grade school. I remember getting this big, thick book out of the library, and I've just been enthralled with it ever since.
So did I.
So being able to be in the show has been wonderful. Shotzi Schaefers, who's well known in the theater community as the director and has been wonderful to work for. My character, Moriarty, I think is someone who is a control freak in modern parlance and really wants to be like Holmes in many ways. And you'll see that come out in the play. And it seems that Holmes frequently bests him, much to his frustration. Plus, he's stuck working with a couple of henchmen that aren't nearly as brilliant as Moriarty is.
And Moriarty is one of those great villains that we all have. We've all met in many different ways throughout dramatic literature and fiction. He sort of pops up in different ways and different types of characters.
Indeed. I have a chance to engage in gunplay, knife play, and cane play. So a very violent character.
Because he's so frustrated.
He's so frustrated. He needs to take it out on all these idiots he works with.
Now, there's also kind of a love interest in this play, is there not? I mean, Holmes it's been mentioned that he's had one kind of love in his life, and that appears in this play as well. And I believe Watson kind of kids him about it occasionally, doesn't he? And who was his love interest?
Yeah, Holmes is not a man of the heart. And so when Watson realizes that he seems to actually be maybe leaning this way, he, of course, has to cajole his friend a bit. But yeah, the love interest is Irena Adler, who Holmes always called the woman for the rest of his life.
And she was an opera singer, is that correct?
That's right. She was an American opera singer who was educated abroad, born in New Jersey, educated abroad, debuted at La Scala in 1887.
And was this a real character or a real person, or was it just someone that was invented for the novel by Arthur Conan Doyle?
That's a good question. I would imagine that it was probably based on either a real character or an amalgam of people, just on what I know of Conan Doyle. Sherlock is based partially on a doctor that he studied under, and Watson may be based on Conan Doyle. He used to sign autographs as Dr. Watson sometimes.
Interesting.
And the Moriarty character, I did some background research, because in the many theorized that Moriarty was invented, of course, to kill off Holmes, and he didn't give a lot of background to his character, but many feel he's based on an American criminal who practices criminal enterprise around the world, including London, and came from a very, very poor background, but became very wealthy through crime. And I've tried to incorporate that into my character and his frustration that he's really not at Holmes level.
As someone who read Conan Doyle, why don't we talk about some of the other wonderful books that kind of go into this final last play?
Well, and Rob and his Watson character might want to talk about that, but some of them, like the Hound of Baskervilles, the Speckled Band, the Man with the Twisted Lip, those kind of stories. And I think what they illustrate is one of the things that, to the reader, it seems very complex, but to Holmes it seems very, very simple. And Watson has a line about that where Holmes talks about, "When I explain this to you, you'll say it was so absurdly simple." And that's exactly what Watson says, isn't it?
Yeah, he does. He first, of course, he says that he won't say that, and then that's exactly what he says. Watson also, of course, wants to see everything that Holmes sees, and that's the point of Holmes, is that he sees the same thing that we all see, but he makes the deductions about it, and he looks beyond just what he sees.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Bob LaCrone and Todd Sherwood talking about ACT's upcoming production of Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure.
And in playing Dr. Watson, in many ways the character can be a device. It is the audience on stage finding out what's going on. He's the narrator of the story.
Mm-hmm.
As an actor playing that part, of course, you can't be a device. So talk a little bit about your character and what your character is trying to achieve in this play. What's his relationship like with Sherlock Holmes, perhaps? What's his relationship like with Moriarty or other people in the play?
Okay, yes. With Holmes, he hasn't seen Holmes in a while. And while he's been away having marital bliss with his wife, Holmes has been pursuing Moriarty. And that started basically at the time that Watson disappeared from his life for a little while. It was right when Holmes became aware of Moriarty, and so for 6 months he's been pursuing him. And when Watson realizes what's going on with Holmes and the danger that is actually there, his main goal through the play seems to be to keep Holmes safe and to get him away from danger and to protect him. The friendship is very, very important to Watson. As for the idea that the audience kind of exists through Watson, that's interesting because Watson is also a very smart man, but at the same time, sometimes he can't get things as fast as the audience does, or it kind of ruins it for the audience. So it's kind of this strange dichotomy of being very intelligent, but not quite catching on so that the audience can have that moment, you know, sometimes right before him.
Well, but really and truly, that happens quite often when someone from the outside can see a situation much clearer.
That's true.
When there's a close relationship like these two men have.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Does Watson want to be Sherlock Holmes sometime?
I think he does sometimes, yes. I think he wants to be him, and he's frustrated by him.
And Todd, you mentioned a moment ago that Moriarty, in your opinion, would like to be somewhat like Sherlock Holmes as well. Can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Well, and it's certainly occurred to me in this. In fact, the way it was written in the first scene in which you see Moriarty, he doesn't have a cane. In the next two scenes, he does. And Sherlock Holmes is known for having a walking stick. And it's like he's really trying to be like him. And there's just the first scene where Moriarty and Holmes meet, Moriarty's actually trying to kill off Holmes. So you'll have to come to the play to see how that works out.
Well, since we're running out of time anyway, I might as well say we will come to the play.
Excellent.
Or at least I will. And you're already there.
I'm already involved, so I'll be there, of course.
And I hope that many other people will, because this is going to be a very good production, I'm sure. ACT has been turning out very good work in the last few years, and I would recommend almost anything they do. So you guys better do a good job.
We will. I think people will be happy with it.
So they will be very happy.
We'll do our best.
Very enjoyable.
Well, we'd like to thank our guest, Rob LaCrone, who's playing Dr. Watson, and Todd Sherwood, who's playing the evil Moriarty in Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. It's the last weekend for several shows. Cyrano's production of Ella Moss and Airy. Showtimes are tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
It's the last weekend to see the UAA Theater production of Bring Back the Sunshine, a delightful puppet show for the entire family. Performances are Friday and Saturday night and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
And it's the final weekend for the dinner opera Murder on the Love Boat tonight and tomorrow at the Bear Mountain Grill in Eagle River. The audience solves whodunit. Shows benefit the local food pantry. Bring canned food donations. Get tickets at love.tix.com.
And it's the last weekend to see Perseverance Theater of Juno's presentation of A Raisin in the Sun. I highly recommend this polished performance of a famous play. Performances are 7:30 Friday and Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and information are at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts is producing The Wizard of Oz through April 29th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And starting tonight and running for 2 weeks, you can see Bugsy Malone in Eagle River at the Alaska Academy of Fine Arts. Showtimes are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 and Sunday at 2. Plus, there will be an extra matinee tomorrow at 2 p.m. This is a film noir spoof, so I'm sure you'll all like this play. For information, call 694-8909 or go to alaskafinearts.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure, opens on Friday, April 27th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
So, folks, you know how important KSKA is to your lifetime because right now you are spending your valuable time listening to a valuable service which is called public radio. A big part of KSKA's funding comes right here in South Central Alaska from listeners just like you and me.
Make your pledge online at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening and supporting Stage Talk on KSKA Anchorage.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.